Blog Talk Radio. Some of those people that we call family, or so-called family, as I like to say. We all need to understand that there's only so much that you can do for any individual. All right? Like I said, many are not trying at all. And for those of you that are not trying at all, for those of you that are trying, for those of you that are giving, you need to find out when enough is enough. Now, when enough is up to the individual. All right? I'm not telling anybody when to cut that person off at the knees or any of the above. I'm not telling you to stop anything. But what I'm saying is, what is it costing you and what is it costing them? Because if you constantly bail them out of their particular problem, if you're constantly taking care of their kids, if you're constantly, you know, taking money out of your account, well, what are you going to have? You know, if you look at a financial person or a person that's, let's say, a financial planner, what does a financial planner basically teach you how to do? What a financial planner really teaches you how to do, if it's a good one, and again, this is my opinion, is they tell you how to do more with less, okay? They show you how to take the money that you already earn, that you already have coming in every single day that you work, if you work, and how to better spend that money, how to not waste that money, how to decide what it is that you need and what is it that you don't need, and how to take the essentials in your life and make it so that you're actually taking care of yourself. Again, everybody gets a little upset when they talk about, let's say, something as simple as a credit card. And the reason that I'm coming back to money is because when you talk about money, most people understand. Okay, you get a credit card. It's at 12%. At 12%, you buy a pair of what? I don't know, let's say you buy $200, $300, $500 worth of jeans, all right? You go to some store and you buy these jeans. Well, you make the minimum payment on those jeans. Okay, you paid $300 to $500 on those jeans. If you pay the minimum payment on every single one of those jeans all the way up until those jeans are paid for, following the schedule that the bank or the credit card company gives you, you'll end up paying close to what? $1,200 for a pair, for some pairs of jeans that actually cost you $500. Why? Because you're paying for the loan. Why do you think that the credit card company stretches out the payments? Because they not only want their money, they want their money plus interest. That interest is what you're losing. Well, the same process applies with when is enough enough. If you're raising someone else's kids, first off, let's look at just daycare alone. What does it cost a person to pay for daycare? So if you're paying for that daycare, how much is it costing you? And could that money, could those resources, could that energy, could that effort, all of those things go to paying off your own bills and helping you to be able to retire? Most people that I run into, they've done some incredible things. I mean, I've met some parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and nieces, you know, that have, you know, because of a tragedy or something like that, a member of their family may have passed away, and they've taken their kids and everything. You know, they've basically taken these people and they've put them into their household, which is a beautiful and fantastic thing. And these people deserve every kudos that you can give them. Now, let's fast forward. There's a lot of aggravation. There's a lot of trial and tribulation that also go into this. And the trial and tribulation that goes into this has to do with the fact that technically, these adults are not these kids' parents. They may be the legal guardian, but you've got these kids that are a little bit upset. And I'm not saying that they shouldn't be upset either. Again, this isn't about being a psychoanalyst or a psychologist, psychiatrist, any of that. This is just about the stone cold facts. And unfortunately, it seems as though the information that I'm sharing you is happens more than less. Either way, you've got this aunt or uncle that have taken on these particular children because of this terrible catastrophe that happens where the kid has lost a parent, or maybe the parent was on drugs or something like that. It doesn't really matter. But the individual that bore these kids, the individual that supposedly was supposed to raise these kids, the individual that was originally responsible for these children, is no longer in the picture. So since they're no longer in the picture, someone stepped up and they're taking on those responsibilities. Mind you, they're taking on these responsibilities by choice. Okay? Now, again, I'm hitting different sides of the spectrum, so please don't take this personal. But either way, now, when that kid has an attitude, what's one of the things that that kid is going to say to that person? You're not my mother. You're not my father. All right? That person has put their life technically on hold, especially if they didn't have any children. And even if they did have children, they've taken food out of their own children's mouths to feed, clothe, and take care of these other people. And again, you can take this or these scenarios and you can apply them in any way that you want. You know, whether it is a niece or a nephew, whether it's a person that's not even a relative, it could be a friend or an associate, it could be a member of the family that's not even a member of the family or just a friend. However, again, and also your own kids, when is enough enough? We live in a world right today where a lot of kids are going to college, they're graduating from college, and they don't have jobs. Well, guess what? You, if you're the parent, you probably paid for that college. Well, now, these same baby boomers, these now grown-ups, are coming back into your house and want to live their way. However, they're not contributing and they're not paying any bills. Well, back to that financial situation that I was talking about before, that's something that you really, really need to look at. Because, again, if you're a husband and a wife and one of the two of you decide that you want to help out this person or help out this parent, understand that you're putting your own relationship in a very, very bad and awkward position. Again, I'm not saying that you shouldn't do it. All I'm saying is that when you go into this, you need to go in with both eyes open. Also, if you're dealing with sometimes people or you're dealing with kids, you're dealing with individuals. Individuals having a tendency to be manipulative. Okay? And what do manipulative people want? They want what they want. And a lot of them don't see the extra stress that they're putting on that relationship. A lot of them don't see the extra damage or caustic things that they're bringing into this particular household or this particular relationship because of their actions. And they really don't care. Why? Because most people want what they want when they want it. And the fact that someone else is suffering, they usually don't care. And it's not that they don't care, it's that they don't think of it that way. It doesn't enter their mind that they're playing a critical role in these people's relationship. And in some cases, it's toxicity. And the bad thing is that a lot of times this toxicity, this negative mindset, is something that's already been, it's part of that individual's culture. And again, a lot of things that happen in the world that are bad, people that are doing them, a lot of times they're not doing them consciously. But does that change the effect? If I accidentally slip you poison and you drink it and you die, the fact that I accidentally poisoned you doesn't change the fact that I poisoned you. It also doesn't change the fact that you're now dead. So let's look at this in a realistic way. For you parents that, for whatever reason, you're not in a position to take responsibility for your particular kids, what you need to understand is that you can't blame the person that is taking responsibility. You can't blame the person that has stood up and is doing the job you should be doing, whatever your consequences are, whatever your circumstances are. So that means you need to butt out. I'm not telling any parent to not be in their kid's life. I'm not telling anybody that's in a relationship not to be in a relationship with the loved one that they have. But what I am saying is that you need to understand that right now, this job, this task, this mission, this particular thing that's happening is being taken care of by someone else. It's not your dime. It's their dime. It's not even your time. It's their time. So, unless you're going to be a proactive individual in what's going on, then you need to remove yourself from the situation. And if you're going to side, you need to either side on the side of the people that are taking the responsibility, or you need to take back your responsibility. You need to step up and do the things that you need to do to move yourself forward, because guess what? All you're doing is taking more than you down. And you're creating a caustic relationship, not only with maybe in this case your significant other or your loved one, but also with the people that have actually stepped up and are taking responsibility for your responsibilities. And the problem is that a lot of times, ladies and gentlemen, once something like this happens, getting it fixed is nearly impossible. You know, establishing or correcting a relationship that has now become a relationship that's on a downward slide, it's got that downward momentum, once that starts, it's like a snowball effect. Once that starts, it picks up speed, it picks up speed, it picks up speed as it picks up more snow. Be it that snow in this case is real or not real, the impact that's coming is going to be horrific, all right? And it's going to damage people's lives. And in some cases, you're not going to be better off. You're, as the person with the original problem, you're going to be worse off. Why? Because that one funnel, that one stability that you had in your life, which is the stability that you ended up handing your responsibilities off of, that's not going to exist. And a lot of times, that's going to damage you and the person that you supposedly care about. So, again, my question to everyone is, again, when is enough enough? And when I say when is enough enough, I'm not just talking about a relationship with, let's say, a child. I'm also talking about your relationship with your church or religious organization. I'm talking about your relationship with your volunteer organization, with your family, with your job, with your school, with your husband, with your wife. All right, how you deal with your bills. All of those different things are affected. All of those different things play into this. Why? Because they all add to the stress, to the tension that each and every person goes through on a regular basis. So, again, if you're not, there's an old saying, if you're not going to be part of the solution, then that means you're part of the problem. Let's say this again. If you're not part of the solution, then you're going to be part of the problem. If you constantly keep going back to the same people who helped you again and again and again, and you accept that help, you're part of the problem. You're not part of the solution. For those of you that constantly step up, you're also not part of the solution. Sometimes you have to say no. Sometimes you have to go and say, listen, this isn't going to work, and let me tell you why. Because let me explain something else to you, as I've said to many people before. Being right is overrated. If I tell you that driving a car without brakes is going to kill you eventually, is it probably going to kill you or hurt you eventually? Yes. The fact that it actually happens and you die does not improve me, okay? It doesn't help me, especially if you're somebody that I care about, if you're somebody that I want to see live a long and prosperous life. Why? Because you're gone. There are too many people, and I've said this before, there are too many people that think being right means something. Being right means nothing if in the end you lose everything. You know, there's an old saying, it goes, you don't want to win the battle and lose the war. Well, understand that this is the same type of thing. Okay, I won the battle, but I lost the war because I lost a person that was significant to me. Or let's say you're trying to help somebody that needs help and you step up. First off, let's look at the situation. Why did this person need help? Why did that person move from this place to this place? Why is that person constantly coming back to you? Are you doing things to enable that person to continue to have that problem? Or are you doing things to improve your problem? If you're a parent, all right, if you couldn't handle your child and now that child is living with someone else, let's go back to basics. that child is living with someone else because the situation at that particular time, at that particular moment, was one that you could not handle. And because you could not handle it, or you weren't in the position to handle it, you ended up allowing that situation to relocate, and now someone else is dealing with it. Again, if you got somebody that's a drug addict and you send them to rehabilitation, if they call you up and go, I want out of here, this place is crazy, and you bring them back to where they already started the original problem, is it going to fix their problem? The answer is categorically no. That person is going to end up ODing someplace off of some ridiculous amount of drugs because you enabled that person. You helped them fail. You people that are constantly helping, you're also helping them fail. Ladies and gentlemen, the first thing that we all need to do is we need to look at ourselves. And then from looking at ourselves, we need to make a logical determination on where we fit. Are we part of the solution or are we part of the problem? Are we helping or are we hurting? Are we in the position to actually give advice? I love it when I get people that give advice and they have no experience on giving advice. You have never been happily married. How can you tell somebody else how to be happily married? You've never been married. How can you tell somebody how to act that is married? You're not a doctor. How can you prescribe something for someone else? You're not a surgeon. How could you know that because the person's got a bump there, that that bump is cancerous, malignant, or benign of a tumor? You can't. But you've got all of these people, because they're emotionally involved, want to get in there, and they want to jump in with all of this useless, worthless, unnecessary help. Again, this isn't about help in the sense that I'm some psychologist, some psychiatrist, or any of the above. This is simple common sense. If you stub your toe on a piece of a table that's in the middle of your floor, and you stubbed your toe because you didn't cut on the light, is there a chance if you don't cut on the light and you continue to get up the same way, you're going to stub your toe again? Yes. This is not rocket science, ladies and gentlemen. This is common sense, all right? I think too many of us don't seem to understand when enough is enough. Your limits are your limits. That is totally, again, up to you on what you can and can't do. But let's see things as they are, and let's not try to make them into something that they aren't. So my question again is, when is enough enough? When is enough enough at your job? When is enough enough with your family? When is enough enough with your children? When is enough enough with your friends, with your faith-based organizations, with your volunteer organizations, with your clubs, your schools, your husband, your wife, the traffic, the freaking bills that you're getting, or too many bills that aren't getting paid, your county, your city, your state? You can only do all you can do. And all you can do is all you can do. You can't do everything. Again, all you can do is all you can do. You can't do everything. You also can't throw good away for bad. Now, my hope is to actually do a couple of more shows on when is enough enough. And I want to talk to some gentlemen that are much senior to me. And I want to get their input, and maybe some ladies too, on what they believe is enough is enough. And some of the people that I'm going to talk to, they've been through some really crazy stuff in their lifetimes. And I know that they're going to be really blunt with what they share with us. But again, ladies and gentlemen, when is enough enough? When are you going to take responsibility for you, and when are you, the people that are responsible, going to allow the people that aren't responsible and give the opportunity to be responsible by letting them be accountable for whatever it is that's going on? Because until you do, you're enabling. Until you do, you're setting a precedence and you're helping that individual to fail. Your relationship is a toxic one. You need to become non-toxic. Again, a person with a drug habit needs to go someplace where someone that's experienced in that particular area can help them. You can't help them. A kid that can't control his hands or can't control his drinking or a person, it doesn't matter. That person needs help. And you need to put them with a strong type of individual that can help them, or a strong group with set up parameters to do the things that they need to do. Again, if you keep throwing your time for bad and your money for bad, all that's going to happen is that you and the people that you're trying to help are both going to be in the poorhouse, are both going to be in a position where you can't take care of yourself. And now here's the deal. There's nobody there to help you. So that person you had a good relationship with, don't care if it's your brother, your sister, your cousin, your father, your mother, that relationship is going to be destroyed. Okay? You kids, you borrow money from your parents, pay it back. I don't care if you pay them back $10 a month. You need to make some type of initiative to pay it back. Because guess what? That parent cuts you off, that's something you did. You can't blame anybody but you. You're experiencing extra stress because you're hard-headed. Well, guess what? That's your extra stress. That's not their extra stress. You gave them extra stress when you didn't take care of your responsibility and do what you were supposed to do. And do your parents deserve that? Of course they don't. Why? Because they've already done their work. Their job isn't to raise your children. Their job isn't to pay your bills. Their job isn't to be responsible for your responsibilities. And the same holds true for you adults. Stop taking on other people's problems. Stop allowing people to use you, and then next week they need to use you again, and then next week they need to use you again. And then what ends up happening? Now you're bitter. Now you can't stand that person. And if they step in front of you, you're ready to hit them with a baseball bat. That's not the way to live. You're helping to produce your own stress. If you're in financial straits, understand, yes, they may have caused, or I, or whoever else that gave them whatever it is that you gave them, you allowed it, you forced it, so now you need to suck it up and you need to move on. And for you people that have burned your bridges, you need to understand, you burned your bridges. That was your choice. So since that was your choice, you need to deal with the responsibility of what you've created, because you, again, too, have created your problems. Yes, did they enable you? Yes. But should the problem in the first place? No. And once you saw that you were having a problem, again, it's like eating too much. Once you see that you start gaining weight, you should start exercising and start going, hey, I guess I need to watch what I eat. Nothing happens over time. Nothing happens overnight. It happens over time. Again, ladies and gentlemen, think to yourself, look in the mirror and ask yourself, when is enough enough? Understand that the people that use are going to continue to use, and as long as you let them use, then you're going to continue to be a victim, their victim, and a victim of your own kindness in some cases. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and I hope that everybody is having a great day, and I hope that everything is going the way that you want it to go in your life world. So, with that said, everybody, take care, be well, and I hope this worked for you. Take care.